USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Unquestionably, the U.S. response to the Russian hacking of our election has been influenced by something.
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff discussing that U.S. response to the 2016 election meddling by Russia.
Whether it's been influenced by the president being concerned that his effort to build the Trump Tower deal would come out.
The California Democrat referring to what had been a plan to build a Trump Tower in Moscow as Schiff was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. The U.S. military confirming that six airstrikes over the weekend killed 62 terrorists in Somalia to support the UN-backed government there. While a federal judge ruled Friday that Obamacare is unconstitutional, officials say the Affordable Care Act will be appealed through higher courts and will stay in force until a final decision comes. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
President Trump's current lawyer weighs in on his former lawyer. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani reacting to Michael Cohen, who's been sentenced to 3 years in prison. And here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Giuliani, a guest on ABC's This Week program.
Unless you're God, this man, you will never know what the truth is. He lies to fit the situation he's in.
Cohen sentenced to 3 years in federal prison and admits he lied to Congress.
He's the guy you depend on to determine whether or not you should do it this way or that way. Whether you're Donald Trump or you're me or you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump will not be getting money for his border wall when Congress approves a budget. Schumer arguing on NBC's Meet the Press that Trump should not be using, quote, innocent workers as hostage when threatening to shut down the government if he doesn't get funding for his wall. Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles starting in. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
ABC News, part of the mainstream media, which has shown bias toward President Trump, finds audio from 2016 of the president's new acting press secretary bashing him in a public forum. But that's before the two men ever met, and Mike Mulvaney's team calling this audio old news. USA Radio's Chris Barnes sorts out the facts from Washington, D.C.
Do I like Donald Trump? No. Was he a role model for my sons? Absolutely not.
That's then Republican Congressman Mick Mulvaney in 2016 before he'd ever met Donald Trump, saying he doesn't like him. ABC News locating this audio in which he also says,
yes, I'm supporting Donald Trump. I'm doing so as enthusiastically as I can, given the fact that I think he's a terrible human being.
If you didn't catch it, Mulvaney there calls Trump a terrible human being. A Mulvaney spokesman says this is old news and that Mulvaney now fully supports President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
So who is Mike Mulvaney? Details now from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The former South Carolina congressman was selected to head the Office of Management and Budget early in the Trump administration. Now people like Carol Tobias of the National Right to Life Committee are pleased with the selection of the 51-year-old Mulvaney to serve the post in an acting capacity.
He had a 100% pro-life voting record. He's a great guy, and I know he will do a wonderful job as chief of staff for President Trump.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.